Do people have a name for the kind of piece that, you know, the meat's tight against the sea?
Yeah.
Cut it out?
Yeah, they got, they had a name for it. I was thinking, I think of a name for that, that thing. Yeah, they had a name for it. I think the name of it, yeah. But most of them would want that seed that the, when you break the peach over, that fall out, you know. They had a name for that too, but I can't think of the name.
Anything like freestone or clear seed or that kind of thing? Fresh peach or plum peach?
Press, I think. Press, I think. Let's see, I think it's pretty. We had a name for it. Where is more peaches then? Do not around here, cause right there, but had peach trees and satsuma trees. But you don't find too many yards now got satsuma trees in them, but you know what called kumquats.
Oh yeah.
We used to have a lot of kumquat trees too. But you don't find many people got them now.
What would people call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Yeah, I can't get that name what they would call that corn. Tender enough to eat off the cob. I can't get that up there.
Do people around here ever use the word roasting ears?
that roasting ears was, yeah, we use that name roasting ear.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when you call it a roasting ear, you can roast, people done a lot of roasting corn then, you see? You see, just like corn get about half cured, you know what I mean, half them soft and hard, you know, in that stage, then we call them roasting ears. We could take that cone, people don't do it now, we take that cone, put in stove and roast that cone, and eat it off the cob. They're roasting ears.
You do much shucking corn?
Yeah. Yeah, goodness, I shucked a lot of corn. I'm telling you, sure did.
Did you use any kind of brush or anything to get that stuff off the ear? Or did you just pull it off by hand?
Pull it off by hand. Pull it off by hand. It's silk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pull it off by hand. Yeah, we... That's most of the way we would eat corn.
Off the cob.
Off the cob.
Do y'all have this kind of bird around here? We have it where I'm from. It can see in the dark and makes a hooting noise.
And what do you call a whippoorwill?
Well, I had something else in mind. This is a big bird. Got big eyes. You see them shining in the dark.
Owl.
Yeah. Y'all have those around here?
Yeah. The big ones, when old guys, we call them hoo owls.
Hoo owl.
Yeah. Hoo owl.
What size do you get?
Oh, goodness, I'm trying to get up like that. I don't see none now, though. Every once in a while I can hear.